Welcome to your Friday session, guys. It's your Friday episode 76. Good year. Centennial year. September. What is it, 22nd today? Episode 76. We started off with, the statement that often comes with addict meetings, and it is, "Hi, everybody. My name's Cage, and I have a problem. Clearly addicted to wax. Every Friday, I open up wax with my son." That's funny. If you don't like those Little Timmy Got Screwed episodes, yes, I'm talking to you, my friend Mike, from that other podcast. I forget the name of it right now. The ring doodle, whatever it is. Ringers, guys. But maybe you have a little Timmy now, so maybe you'll go easy on me. I went a little heavy today on Friday. You ready for this? You ready for this menu, this smorgasbord of cards? 2 ETBs of Pokemon 151. I've only opened one. There's one still to go. Probably should have stopped at one. But it's Alan and Ginter Day, right? I'm recording this, 5 minutes after opening. And I wanted to buy some Alan and Ginter today. I open Alan and Ginter every year. I think it's wacky. Some years we do okay. I've talked about my Chip and Joanna Gaines dual auto and, just the random stuff. And I can't get too disappointed, right? Because, look, it is what it is, right? I mean, you know what you're buying. Plus, we'll talk about the smorgasbord of ordering, right? It's, maybe he's expensive, maybe he's not. I trust my LCS implicitly. I trust him blindly. $110 a box. That price, all right, you can't get too hurt, right? You know what I mean? You get something crazy. Plus, I was looking for Lefko cards. Lefko's got a card in this, and AC Betts and other Fanatics celebrities have cards in this. And, although pulling the card myself is not going to be worth as much. We'll talk about the bounties in a second. Somebody, yours truly, may have called that whole bounty thing, but there's going to be more. But anyway, open the boxes. And I go down a road of, I might as well be sitting at a blackjack table or a slot machine or sports betting. And you put your $110 bet down and it doesn't go the way you expect it to go. It doesn't go the way you want it to go. And you're sitting there. And first, I'm like, oh, sorry, pal. And my son's like, I don't care. It was fun opening cards. Look, who are these people? He recognized someone from television, some TV show he watched, watches with my wife. So he'll be able to show it to her. And be like, look, I get this card. So he doesn't care. But I feel like, wow, All right, let's rip the other one. Here's why. Now, ultimately, I'm pretty happy with what we got. All right? I'll tell you why. So I got an Eric Hosmer jersey, which, of course, the memorabilia contained in this card is not from any specific year or event, but it's an Eric Hosmer jersey. I'm not really a Cubs fan, not really a Hosmer fan, so that's crappy. It is what it is. And then in the same box, we got, I'm not Rappaport, Ian Rappaport, right? A Football Insider piece of, I guess, a T-shirt. Of course, my son, whose name is also Ian, is thrilled about this because we get to add this to the Ian collection. We collect Ian cards. Now, the Allen and Ginter box says you get 3 of any relic, auto, rip card. So my 3 were Eric Hosmer jersey and Ian Rappaport jersey. Looks like they actually came from the same shirt. So 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And I'm not an idiot. I'm doing this for a while. No, there wasn't a rip card in there. No, there wasn't an auto somewhere in the minis. No. How do I know? Because I went through it a dozen times. Every card, front and back, looking them over. Nothing. Nothing missing. Just a missing card. So you go to the next one. Okay. And you just continue to rip through until you get something. Right? It's like, oh, don't worry, cherries. Boom, we're going to hit that 777. It's going to happen at some point in time. So box 2, we got a Wheeler, red shirt. memorabilia contained in this card is not from any specific year or event. Okay, cool. Zach Wheeler. All right. I got a little A-Rod. I guess that's a piece of a bat. Memorabilia from Alex Rodriguez, the shortstop of the Texas Rangers. The memorabilia on this card is not from any specific game, event, or season. That's not the worst thing. That's pretty cool, right? A little piece of Alex Rodriguez bat. And then we get an autograph. Reagans. Cole Reagans. Autograph. Never heard of him. But at least, it, you know, it's baseball. Maybe he becomes the next Nolan Ryan. Texas Rangers. So we get an autograph there. Like I said, $110. It is what it is. Now we're up to $220. And we go for the third box. I guess this is another piece of bat. Ryan Mountcastle. But what is that? I mean, this card is destroyed. It's demolished over here on the bottom. It's pretty terrible. And then we got Ari Chambers, a basketball reporter. And I guess this is Jonathan Villena autograph. He couldn't keep it on the card. It's off the card. It's not a 10. I guess he's a tattoo artist. So, supposed to get 9 hits, got 8. $330 all in. No, not the worst thing in the world. But no AC Betts autos. No Lefko base cards even. Lefko, you must be a short print, man. I didn't get a single base Lefko in 3 boxes. I'm kind of upset about that, to be honest. I kind of wanted a Lefko auto. So it is what it is. You know, I mean, it's not exactly where I wanted to go after $330, but it's just $330, you know? I mean, you know, wax, it is what it is, right? So I said, you know what? I bought a couple more boxes. My son likes soccer. I bought a box of Topps Finest. That was a little more money. Not crazy, but a little more money. $150, something like that. So open that up. 2 autos. Don't know either of them. And he's like, oh, man, look at this guy. He's great. This guy plays on this team. This guy plays on this league now. He knows all the guys, jersey numbers. You know, got a messy base card, which is cool. You know, he's not supposed to get a messy auto. I mean, that would be crazy. But 2 autos. So what do? You know, you just keep opening. You just keep putting money in the slot machine. You just keep going like the gambling addicts that they need us to be. The big box that came out that I was waiting for today was Mosaic Football. And, you know, that's a Panini product. So I say to my son, don't worry about it. You know, I mean, yeah, Topps, we were missing an auto. But, you know, Panini, they're not going to get the heat today because we're going to get some cool autos. So in the when we opened a second pack and got the infamous Panini points instead of an auto, I don't even know what to do with this thing. Seriously, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with this. Put it in and submit it for points? I don't even know. So there you go. There's the first, you know, 8 minutes. Today was, you know, ripping wax open and, you know, having some fun. I think I spent like $800 or something like that. You know, it was a big Friday. Lots of cards coming out, lots of releases. I like the Ginter. You know, I like the minis. I like the fun stuff on there. Never know who you're going to hit. I'm pretty sure Wembanyama is in the product. So if you guys didn't know that, you can open up for $110. But why do I do this? Why do I go through and tell you this stuff? Because it's hard enough 10Xing the hobby. It's hard enough, you know, bringing people in and keeping people here if you're actually giving people what's supposed to be in the product. But, I mean, Mosaic, I don't know what a good price is. My guy charged me $300 for a box. It's release day, right? I mean, this stuff just came out, Mosaic Football. $300 for a box. 2 autos. The other auto, I don't even remember who it was. It was so bad. And this one's, at least that was an auto. This is points and 250 points. What do you get for 250 points? What do you get for that? Probably nothing, you know? So here we go. Got a point card. Panini Rewards app. I'll play with that later. So yeah, I mean, it's a nice swift kick in the nuts is what it feels like. And maybe I shouldn't complain. You know, I mean, this is what you do, right? You're buying cards, you're buying wax, you're hoping for that, you know, home run. You hope it's like buying scratch-off tickets. So why do I talk about it? Not to complain, not because little Timmy needs your sympathy, not because I do either. You go into this stuff eyes wide open. You know that potentially your $800-something investment can net you $5 back, which is what I think I got. And yeah, it happens. You know what I mean? It happens, and it happens across both brands. So, I mean, who am I supposed to be upset with? Nobody. Shouldn't be upset at all. And it's less upset and more just, guys, inner books. I can go out and buy myself a couple of nice PC cards. But I'll do that anyway. This is about the gamble. It's about the rush. It's about, you know, trying to get something awesome, trying to get that one of one Messi out of that finest soccer. You know, trying to get, who knows, an Otani, maybe a Wimby. I think Wimby might have autos, you know, trying to pull that out of this product and, you know, and get that. So it's funny. I started off kind of, you know, oh, man, I'm going to crap on it and, you know, this is bad. But honestly, it's what I expect, right? And we do it kind of going in expecting this. And, yeah, I guess it would be nice if at least it had the right amount of hits. That would be kind of cool. yeah, it is what it is, you know? All right, so there you go. There's 10 minutes. I only do like 20, 25 minutes, and I don't want it to be totally like, wow, crap. But, I mean, it's you guys tune in here, you get what's on my mind, and I just did the Friday opening. Literally just did the Friday opening with Ian, and he walked away like, all right, there. And I walked away like, all right, I don't want to complain, so you guys get to listen. You know, look, it is what it is. So, you know, stuff happens. I guess, you know, I looked this guy up, this Valena. I think he does tattoos for one of the Jenners. Maybe I could sell it to one of the Jenners and be like, look, I got this autograph of your tattoo artist. Because, of course, they can't get his autograph themselves. Woo! Allen and Ginter is it's a crazy product, man. They got, like, weird cards, like the state of Minnesota. Ooh, who doesn't want that, you know? Who doesn't want the bird cards? Like, this is this kind of bird. Just insanity, that stuff. I enjoy it. I enjoy opening it up. You know what? Another fun thing, though, guys, we talked about this, is I'm still cleaning out, you know, all my cards, cleaning out all, you know, all the stuff that I have. And I don't know what the hell to do with it. You know, like, even this, I open up these boxes and I put some stuff aside, right? Like, there's still rookies. It's Volpe, right? Tell me in the comments, what do you do with an Anthony Volpe base Allen and Ginter card? What do you do with Adley Rutschman? You know? What do you do with those? I don't know. What do you do with it? Like, is it useless? Is it filler? And those are your top rookies, right? Your top rookies of this product. So are we really just opening Allen and Ginter for like that Hail Mary, that home run, that one auto that might be awesome, and the rest of it's just kind of junk? I don't know the answer. I honestly don't know. I know previously when I opened Ginter and it was a little cheaper to grade, I would send all the rookies off. And I'd get them graded. But I don't think I can get any of these graded now. I don't think it makes, you know, fiscal sense to even do that. But I guess I'll have to figure it out. Mosaic football is sort of in the same bucket, right? I mean, sure, if I happen to get a CJ Stroud or a Bryce Young, didn't get a single one of either in the box, but if I happen to get their base, maybe you could justify. Not the debut one, though, but maybe you could justify, you know, grading those guys. Maybe. Anthony Richardson, maybe. And what does that do, right? If you open up boxes of cards and, I mean, I guess you can go two ways, right? Do the raw cards start to have some value? You know, do people start collecting, trading raw cards? That's the way it was when I was a kid, before there was grading, you know? Do they send it to a different grading company that's cheaper? I don't know. I don't know the answer, as they say in this content thing in the hobby. I'm just asking questions. All right, so a couple fun things to throw out there. Looking forward to the crossover tonight. That's always fun content. I have to give some credit to the Too Thick Pod, hilarious podcast that they did. About a half hour worth, basically just, you know, tongue-in-cheek conversation about the hobby and how you can't really do anything anymore in the hobby without somebody calling you out for it. It was pretty funny content. And I didn't get to listen to it live because I had, you know, school stuff with my, my daughter's school last night. But I listened today as I was trying to go through my cards. Sports Card Radio, man, it's funny content. I actually enjoy it. Like, I put it on the background, the lives that they do. I think they do them like Thursday night. The last couple of weeks has been during like the football game. They do like updates, like spoiler alert. It's pretty funny. They do a good job. Funny one from last night. You know, they were almost like investigating someone. I guess they get a lot of complaints from their community. Like, look at this guy. He does this, this, and this. And you know, to their credit, they'll go and look into it before just completely blasting the person on their channel. They have a lot of listeners, a lot of views, a lot of people, you know, a lot of fans. And they happen to be talking about one guy, and they're like, yeah, I don't really think he's a scammer. And the other was like, what? And he's like, I'm trying to like say something nice here. Like, I looked him up. I looked into his stuff. I mean, there's one thing in the past, but it doesn't look like he's a scammer. They're like, really? Like, it was so off brand, you know? Like, hey, I'm trying to not skewer somebody, you know? It was really funny. It was like a real moment, you know, in an interesting, you know, genre of content. And, you know, I tend to paint with a broad stroke, just like the rest of the folks, and, you know, lump a whole bunch of people into like, you know, a tinfoil hat and blah, blah, blah. Their stuff's entertaining, man. They're not really tinfoil hatters. They don't just like do 2 minutes of, you know, they really do a deep dive into stuff, and they're honest. You know, they talk about like their ads. They talk about the spend and how they're, you know, generating ad revenue and stuff. It's a funny thing. You know, I mean, it's not something that I thought I would be a fan of. But I find myself listening to it, and, you know, I watch their videos when they come out, and obviously it's a different kind of content, but the message is, it's sound hobby messaging, you know? And a lot of it makes a lot of sense. So if you haven't checked their stuff out because you have some preconceived notion about it or, you know, anything like that, check it out. I mean, what do you have to lose? It's free, right? I mean, you know, they're not charging you anything for it. You know, they do lives on Thursdays. I think they do other stuff during the week also, but the lives are there like lengthy, real long form, usually, you know, hour and a half, something like that. It's cool to just have one in the background. I put it on like a Bluetooth speaker and just, you know, go about my business and listen and laugh. And it's funny stuff. So last piece, and then I'll let you go for your Friday, because I don't want to just, you know, complain. And, you know, we give you a too thick and this Morse code radio, you can't get really too different, you know, two different types of content. But my last thing is this. It's sort of like a call to arms for you guys. I've reached out to a few people today. I'm not going to do a separate thing. Listeners of this who have been around for a little while, you'll probably remember we used to do different segments. You know, Coffee with Cage, I think I may bring that back. I don't know if I'll do it every Friday. I don't know what we'll do. Maybe we'll do a live because lives are fun. But there was something that I did, you know, a while back on my own. And I really want to get back to it. I may do it sort of like as a, just like a piece of an episode. You know what I mean? You know, like Mr. Rogers used to bring a guest on for a piece of the episode, not make the whole episode. Maybe you guys will remember this. I used to do a show. It's got to be on YouTube way back in the day. I think I had double coverage on it. I had like slab shelf on. I called it The Come Up with Cage. All right. You guys remember that. It's a cool little name, The Come Up. And the point, the premise of it is, nobody out there really gives people a shot. Nobody gives a lift or a leg up in most businesses, and definitely not in the hobby. I found that, you know, when Andrew and I started this thing off, we kind of just, you know, hit record and did our own thing. And, you know, there was nobody holding a door open for us. There was nobody looking to give us a leg up. Sure, doors and windows opened after we had a significant enough following, but in the very beginning, it's tough. You know, you're trying to find your own way out there. The Come Up with Cage, the premise of that was, you know, I've spent 1,100 and change episodes, 3.5 years now doing content. Plus, I've been in the hobby longer than that. I know a lot of people in the hobby from before even making content. And I'd like to help lower number follower accounts, you know what I mean? Or, you know, lesser known accounts. And I don't just mean like an Instagram account. I mean, anyone, a business, you name it. I've reached out to some of you. If you think you fall into this category, or you're listening to this and you have a business, a content creator, and anyone in the hobby who's trying to do their own thing, and you think they could use kind of a, you know, it's almost like a shout out, right? It's like, you know, I'm going to put you on and we're going to talk about what it is you're trying to do and why. And let the people who are listening to this and watching this learn about you. If you are somebody that fits into that mold, reach out to me. Send me a DM. Make sure you're following me. Send me a DM or message me and say, hey, Cage, I think, you know, that Come Up with Cage would be perfect for these guys. You know, like I said, Slab Shop was a fun one that we did, right? Because, you know, they're just, you know, starting a business, trying to do it their own way. If that's you, if you have a store that you're opening, if you have a show you're trying to put together, you know, if you have, you know, a product that's out there, you know, if you're just starting out and you're finding a tough sledding and nobody's putting you out there, I have a platform. This is not a pay for play type of thing, right? This is a, let's try to get you some exposure. Let's try to put you out there and let's provide some value to the folks who are listening to this and watching, right? Sure, you love to tune in and hear me complain about my missing hit in Allen and Ginter backed up by a missing hit with Panini points. Everybody wants to hear that. But you know what? What if I layered in 5 minutes of, hey, guys, here's this new thing. Here's this new app. Here's this new business. Here's a new, you know, content creator. Here's this new show that's out there. Here's an Instagram page. Here's a blog. Here's a blah, 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 you know? And maybe you find some new content that you like. Maybe you find something else, you know, that you know, helps you on your hobby journey or, you know, gives you something to listen to or watch on your commute home from work. So anyway, I'm definitely resurrecting that. There's no reason not to. I felt like I was helping folks doing it last time. It was difficult to do. I just didn't have time. And I think the way that I'm going to try to do it now, working it into the actual episodes, you know, that way you guys still get a whole episode and it'll only be kind of like a quick kind of thing. Reach out, both of you. If you are a person who you think fits into that category and want to come on and kind of, you know, do a commercial for yourself, basically, let's do it. And if you're listening to this or watching this and you think, oh, wow, my friend, you know, just started this, I think they would be great for it, send me a DM. We'll get them on. And that's enough for a Friday, 22, 23 minutes long. You know, I love chatting with you guys. There is a question I have about the hobby, though. And I think I know the answer. It's just life. I work hard on news. You know, I try to collect it during the week. This way I have that week. I don't go back more than the week, right? It's got to be between Wednesday and Tuesday. It's got to be that week's news. And, you know, I clip it and I make sure it's funny. And, you know, I put my stupid face up there on the green screen. I put a suit on and a tie. And I mean, it's like very nice clippable. It's always 1 minute or less. I got to put it right in there and the whole deal. And I think that's cool content. I enjoy it. I think you guys enjoy it too. It's a lot of likes. But what's funny is I make that content and then I make a stupid reel about, are you a hobby A-hole or B-hole? Which if you haven't seen, go ahead and watch because it's funny. And that thing gets 30,000 views. It gets like 10 times the views that the news gets. I'll never understand it. If you understand it and you have like a quick, like why that's the case, put it in the comments. To everybody who watched this, everybody who made it to the end, you know I love you. Send me your DMs. What am I supposed to say? Like, subscribe? Like this stuff? Subscribe? Hit the subscribe button? I don't even know what the hell I'm supposed to say, but you guys understand. You know, if you listen to this and you enjoyed it, subscribe. That way, you know when those other episodes come out. Talk to you soon, guys. Enjoy your weekend.